Welcome to the Race with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 26, 2019. Today, looking at Exodus chapters 32 through 34. Beginning in chapter 32. When the people saw that it took so long for Moses to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Get up, make a god for us who will go before us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Pull off the gold earrings from your wives and sons and daughters and bring them to me." All the people pulled off their gold earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and shaped it with an engraving tool and made it into a bull calf cast out of metal. Then they said, "This is your God, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of it, and Aaron made a proclamation. He said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They got up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought fellowship offerings. Then the people sat down to eat and to drink and got up to celebrate wildly. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Hurry down, because your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned from the way which I commanded them. They have made a calf for themselves out of metal and have worshipped it. They have sacrificed to it and said, 'This is your God, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen these people, and they certainly are a stiff-necked people. So now leave me alone, so that my anger can burn hot against them, so that I may consume them and make you into a great nation." Moses begged the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'He brought them out for an evil purpose, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn back from your fierce anger and change your mind about inflicting disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self. You said to them, 'I will multiply your seed like the stars in the sky, and I will give all this land that I have spoken about to your seed, and they shall inherit it forever.'" Then the Lord changed his mind about the disaster which he said he would inflict on his people. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets that were written on both sides, written on one side and on the other. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is the noise of war in the camp." Moses said, "It is not the sound of people who shout for victory, neither is it the sound of people who cry because of defeat, but I do hear the sound of people who are celebrating." As soon as Moses came near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger burned. So he threw the tablets out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that they had made, burned it with fire, ground it to powder, and scattered it on the water. Then he made the people of Israel drink it. Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you have brought such a great sin on them?" Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord burn. You know these people, they are set on evil. So they said to me, 'Make a god for us who will go ahead of us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.' So I said to them, 'Whoever has any gold, pull it off.' So they gave it to me. I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf." When Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them get so out of control that they were disgraced among their enemies, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." All the descendants of Levi gathered themselves together to Moses. He said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Every man is to strap on his sword on his thigh and to go back and forth through the camp, from one gate of the camp to the other. And every man is to kill his brother, and every man his friend, and every man his neighbor." The Levites did what Moses said, and that day about 3,000 men from among the people fell. Moses said, "Begin your service of the Lord today." Yes, because every man among you took a stand against his son and against his brother, the Lord is bestowing a blessing on you today. On the next day, Moses said to the people, "You have committed a very serious sin. Now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can gain atonement for your sin." Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Yes, this people has committed a very serious sin. They have made a god of gold for themselves. Yet now, if you will, please forgive their sin. And if not, please erase me from your book, which you have written." The Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me is the one I will erase from my book. Now go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you. Look, my angel shall go ahead of you. Nevertheless, when the right day comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin." The Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they had done with the calf that Aaron made. Chapter 33. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people that you have brought up from the land of Egypt. Go up to the land about which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your seed. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. But I myself will not go up among you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I would consume you on the way." When the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and none of them put on their jewelry. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go up among you for one moment, I would consume you. Therefore now take off your jewelry while I determine what to do to you." So the people of Israel stripped themselves of their jewelry at Mount Horeb. So Moses took a tent and set it up outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. Everyone who was seeking an answer from the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people got up and stood at their tent doors and watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the door of the tent, and all the people would rise up and worship, all of them, at their own tent door. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Moses would again return to the camp, but his assistant, Joshua son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "Look, you yourself have been telling me, 'Lead this people up,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. So now, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider that this nation is your people." The Lord said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said to him, "If your presence is not going to go with me, do not send us up from here. After all, how would the people know that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Isn't it in this way, that you go with us, so that we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are on the face of the earth?" The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have said, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Please show me your glory." The Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass in front of you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord in your presence. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." He said, "You cannot see my face, for no human may see me and live." The Lord also said, "Look, there is a place next to me where you shall stand on the rock. It will happen that when my glory passes by, I will put you in a crevice in the rock. I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back. But my face must not be seen." Chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut out two stone tablets like the first ones. On these tablets I will write the same words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by morning, and come up to Mount Sinai in the morning. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one may come up with you. In fact, no person is to be seen anywhere on the entire mountain. Do not even let the flocks or herds graze in front of the mountain." Moses cut out two stone tablets like the first ones. Moses got up early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hand. The Lord came down in the cloud. He took his stand there with Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and overflowing with mercy and truth, maintaining mercy for thousands, forgiving guilt and rebellion and sin. He will by no means clear the guilty. He calls their children and their children's children to the account for the guilt of their fathers, even to the third and fourth generation. Moses quickly bowed to the ground and worshipped. He said, If I have now found favor in your sight, Lord, please let the Lord go along with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our guilt and accept us as your possession. The Lord said, See, I am making a covenant. In the presence of all your people, I will do marvelous things such as have never been created anywhere on earth or in any nation. So all the people who are around you will see the work of the Lord, for it is an awe-inspiring thing that I will do for you. Observe what I command you this day. Watch me as I drive out the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Be careful that you do not make a treaty with the inhabitants of the land to which you are going, or it will be a trap in your midst. But you must break down their altars and smash their sacred memorial stones to pieces, and you must cut down their Asherah poles. So you must worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Do not make a treaty with the inhabitants of the land, so that they can prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to their gods. If you do, they will invite you to eat their sacrifices, and they will invite you to take their daughters as wives for your sons, and their daughters will prostitute themselves, and make your sons prostitute themselves to their gods. You shall not make any idols for yourselves. You shall observe the festival of unleavened bread. For 7 days you are to eat bread without yeast, as I commanded you. Eat it at the time appointed in the month of Abib, because you came out of Egypt in the month of Abib. The firstborn of every mother is mine, the firstborn from all your male livestock, the firstborn of cattle and sheep. The firstborn of a donkey you may redeem with a lamb, but if you do not want to redeem it, then you must break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you must redeem. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even in plowing time and in harvest time, you must rest. You are to observe the festival of weeks with the first ripe produce from the wheat harvest. Observe the festival of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times a year all your males are to appear before God the Lord, the God of Israel. Because I will drive out nations before you and expand your borders, no one will covet your land when you go up to be in the presence of the Lord your God 3 times a year. You shall not offer leavened bread along with the blood of my sacrifices. Nothing from the sacrifice of the festival of Passover is to be left over until morning. You are to bring the best of the first fruits from your soil to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write these words for yourself, for these are the words with which I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat any bread or drink any water. He wrote in the tablets the words of the covenant of the 10 Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the testimony in his hand as he came down the mountain, Moses did not realize that the skin of his face was shining, because he had been speaking with the Lord. When Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, they were amazed that the skin of his face was shining, so they were afraid to come close to him. Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the rulers of the community returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came close to him, and he gave them all of the commands that the Lord had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. When Moses was finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out again. Then he would come out and tell the people of Israel what he had been commanded. Whenever the people of Israel saw Moses' face, they would see that the skin of Moses' face was shining. Then Moses would put the veil on his face again, until he went in to speak with the Lord again. This is the word of our Lord. Quite a section, and 2 quick takeaways. First of all, sin makes us stupid. Sin makes us stupid. You've got Aaron and his brother Moses, who's 3 years younger than him. His brother Moses comes down from Mount Sinai carrying tablets that God carved and God wrote. And it's a terrifying sight as it is, because it's like earthquakes and fire and lightning and everything. And Moses is like, how could you let this happen? These people are worshiping a golden calf. Aaron's like, I don't know. I threw the gold in the fire and out jumped this calf. Like, how dumb are you? Really? Really? Sin makes us stupid. I mean, we can sympathize insofar as there are things that we look back or think back, and it's like, wow, did I really do that? Did I really have that mindset? Did I really say those words? Did I really do that? But thanks be to God. And that's kind of the second takeaway. Thanks be to God that he proclaims his name, that is who he is and how he is to be known. At the end of chapter 33, when the Lord proclaims his name to Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, abounding in love and forgiving sin. Actually, that's the beginning of 34, around verse 6 or so. Overflowing with mercy and truth, maintaining mercy for thousands, forgiving guilt and rebellion and sin. Thanks be to God that he has forgiven our sin. And so it's Sunday morning. Find a church nearby. Check out the show notes and click that link, yearbook.wells.net, if you don't have a church home yet, or if you don't have a pastor who knows your name. Tune into yesterday's Study Saturday for a little bit about that. And if you just can't get out today, then tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Mommy, and you can join our webcast. But please, contact me, Pastor Hagen, in the show notes, and we'll help you find a church. God bless your day.